All right, we'll call the meeting to order. It is 1:00. We'll start off with the agenda. If anybody's got anything they want to add or delete from the agenda.
I have additions, please. Under reports of committees, White Mouth Reynolds North White Shore Waste Management Facility accounts for approval, A to Z listing of accepted items and fees. Delegation, 130, Kim Saxler as representative of the Seven Sister Falls Community Center. Communications, number 4, a demolition permit has been added to that one. Communications, number 12, happy hours potluck has been canceled. 15, we have a course available there as well that's now been added. Communications, number 16, Interlake Eastern Regional Health Authority, update of services.
Okay.
Number 2 of unfinished business, we have an update from the CAO at Reynolds.
Okay.
Unfinished business, 4, we've requested a meeting with the solicitor as per direction. Number 5, request for direction, unfinished business. Unfinished business, 6, I'd like to table, we do not have the additional information yet. Unfinished business, 7, I would just like to add that we have requested a meeting with the minister in regards to that. And that's the information that I have that would update you for today.
All right, can we have a mover for that, please?
Stead.
Seconder.
McDougald.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes? Do we have a mover for that? Seconder. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, payment of accounts, can we have a? Payment of accounts, can we have a mover for that, please?
McDougald.
Monty.
Oh, yes, oh, you know what? Okay, seconder for that, please. Monty, okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. You know, before I go on here today, I would like to send our condolences on behalf of council to the Steiner family today. You know, Donnie was a reeve in the RM of White Mouth for 16 years and was a counselor for 4 years and was a dedicated leader to this community. So, you know, on behalf of council and myself, I'd like to send condolences to the family. Thank you. Okay, let us go to another payment of accounts.
For the 2 paychecks.
Stead.
We can get a mover and a seconder, Stead moving and a seconded by Stark. All in favor?
Aye.
Approved.
Okay. Public Works, any updates?
We have the ones from March 11th and 21st in the packages for council.
Okay. Reports of committees. And there we have, it's 2 seniors, you have it in your package. So we'll go to verbal reports of committees. We'll start off with Counselor McDougald.
I had a, we had a waste management meeting last week. Maybe Tim wants to elaborate on that, Tim?
Okay, with the waste management meeting and that, in the near future here, you're gonna get a newsletter in the mail. Everybody will get, and in that, it's gonna give you a list of tipping fees, a change. And it's an important one to read, everybody. Because tipping fees for mattresses and all that, furniture, anything like that, you will now be, as of May the 1st, paying a fee for those for disposals. So it'll give you a list of everything, of what it includes, And on the websites, you're gonna see there's an A to Z list of what is recyclable and all that, what it all is. Now, electronics and all that, they are gonna be taking those in there now. We will be storing them and have a company that is gonna take them from us and that. Same as Clean Farms is in operation and they're working in collaboration with our waste management site and all that to help with that part of it. But it's all good, all these fees, everything are all changing and everything, so. Important one to read.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Change is coming. And I also had, so I was part of that. I just, thanks for speaking towards it, Tim. Last night I had a community futures meeting and it was a late meeting, so I'll have a report for our next meeting.
Councillor Stead.
Community development has their new municipal business directory that'll be coming in the next week or so. And we also have the new business signs that are going up in town in the next, they're being printed now, so they should be up in the next 10 days. And other than that, that's about it for now.
Thank you. Councillor Stark. Deputy Reeve Honkey.
We also had a Two Rivers meeting, and these guys have those minutes and that from the previous ones in your package, and Public Works and that, and that's okay. Also in your package.
I just attended one in the last 2 weeks, and that was the announcement of the PCH in Lackawanna, which is happening. It's been announced, officially announced, and it's coming. 96 beds, so. It was a really good, the premier was there, health minister was there, and our municipal minister was there. I spoke to all three of them personally for a few minutes and carry on that conversation when we go to the AMM. Okay, communications number one, RCMP Constable Taylor, fraud presentation available for review. You have that, but do we want to bring them out? I'll just ask that quick question.
Thank you.
Or do we want to bring them out to do a presentation? It doesn't hurt.
Yeah,
we didn't have it, you know.
Be good.
I guess we could decide where we want to do that.
Well, we'll do it right here. She said she'll come as a delegation for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good enough.
If
okay.
That's okay.
Yeah,
no, that's fine.
I thought it was be good.
It's we'll something that's
it
getting
up.
Bigger.
Yeah. Number two, Community Futures, Winnipeg River, Volunteer of the Year Award. Anybody's got a volunteer, or somebody wants to nominate somebody, get it in.
Needs to be in by April the 25th, I believe, so just to keep in mind.
Good, very good. Number three, Community Planning Branch, file number 4203-23775, one conditional approval provided. Okay, that's in there. Number four, Community Planning Branch, file number 4611-247771, request to subdivide PT of north half of the southeast quarter 331210 EPM in the RM of Reynolds on our boundary property. And a little art, the only concern we had last time was a demolition permit has been issued for removal of the barn, so I have absolutely no issues. Good?
Yep.
I'm good.
No comments. It hasn't come through planning yet.
We'll
see it to their next.
Yeah, when that comes up. Number five, operating engineers, 987, appointment of Shop Stewart. That's been done here, is that what your
yes.
Local here? Yeah.
Yes, chose their person at the shop.
Okay. Number six, council, thank you from administration staff, be a dishwasher. Okay, that's the staff thanking you guys and myself and you guys. Here's a card that we bought them a dishwasher.
Thank you very much. We
so,
were just
thank you
ecstatic.
For that.
Can you believe that? Out of their own pockets.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Yeah, out of our own pockets.
Yeah.
Number seven, Association of Manitoba Municipalities, News Bolton. You all have that. Number eight, Boreal Shores Art Tour, March News. Again, that's in your packages. Number nine, Lackawanna NDP President Majowski, request for feedback on any issues. So, you know, there she's reaching out to us. If we have anything we'd like to talk about with the NDP government, I mean, she's still the president in this area, which is good news.
Yeah.
And probably would be a good resource for for some things that we need. Number 10, Reimer Doors, quote for Handy Van garage door.
I have a resolution prepared, please.
Okay, can we have a mover for that door?
Talkie.
Pardon?
Talkie.
Seconder?
McDougald.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Good. Number 11, Whitemall Child Care Center Director and Board. Thank you for the donated recreation items. Okay, they sent us a thank you for all the, I'm not sure calling what you all sent to them, but.
I can comment on it later. I have a little list.
Okay, good. Yeah, thank you. They were very appreciative of it anyways. Number 12, Whitemall Happy Hours invitation to Easter potluck. That has been canceled for Thursday. And I guess they'll let us know when it's going to be on. Number 13, Jeanette Krause and Wolfgang Roser request to hook onto municipal utilities. We'll need a mover for that resolution, please.
McDougall.
Seconder.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
All right.
Aye.
Number 14, Seven Sisters Falls Community Center request for recreation equipment.
So that's where I was going to mention everything that had gone from downstairs that was child care related has gone. Here's the little listing that we had shared, and now I'm going to update it for you. Okay, so there was 2 toboggans, 2 saucers, and snow toys, which was a snow fun kit given to the daycare. There's snowshoes, 4 of them. There's certain sizes, size 21, there's 4 of them. Size 25, there's 4 of them. Size 30, there's 4 of them. Size 36, we have 2 of those. Ice fishing kit, which is the ice shed and the buckets and the rod and ice auger, we have 1 of those.
Okay.
Skating assists, I couldn't see.
Okay.
The stability balls have gone to the daycare.
Good.
The infant life jacket, they said there was 2, we found 4. The children's life jacket, they said there was 2, there's 6. The youth life jacket, it said there was 4, but there's 6.
Okay.
The adult life jackets, there's 2. The walking poles, we couldn't see. The cardio drumming set went to the daycare. The TRZ systems workout equipment, it said there was 13, there's only 11 and 1 empty box. All the craft schemes and holiday decorations have also gone to the daycare. So that's completed, so we can now finish the listing for you of what is eligible for you to be provided.
Good, thank
you.
So
we'll get that to you for the next meeting.
Number 15, Municipal Emergency Coordinator Tobias, request for annual exercise to be held April 16, 2024 from 5:30 to 8:30. And of course is available, but for this particular exercise, council has to be available.
Yes, this is the one that is your annual one. Is April 16th suitable to council? If so, I have a resolution prepared.
Well, I'm fine.
Yeah, Tuesday the 16th, I've got.
Can we have a mover then?
Good.
Seconder?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and the next one that was just added in red, that's a course regarding media that's available that the MEC wanted, our MEC Tobias wanted to make sure council knew that they're all invited, and if anybody wants to attend, please let me know and I'll be sure that you're registered.
Okay. I will attend.
I'll attend as well.
Those are the, you know, that's the additional course. We're not talking about
the
first set, we're talking about the second one.
Okay, and if somebody wants to, they can let you know. Yeah. So Interlake Eastern Region Health Authority updated services. So I'm just going to quickly read this off. Dr. Davidson has left now and he is gone, but we have Dr. Abishiva, I think. And she is going to be working on Mondays starting April 8th. And then Dr. K. Tanner will be working Friday starting April 12th, and Derek Edwards, nurse practitioner, he continues to work Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, so we are fully covered, which is very good. So, you know, because we knew this was happening, that he was leaving, but they've replaced him. We'll go to unfinished business, the lagoon. That's ongoing. We're still working on that and see where we go. Waterline south of Elma. You want to update us from the administration?
I had a meeting with the CAO for Reynolds, and she advised that they as well are putting the water line south of Elma as a possible wish list to the Manitoba Water Services Board.
Okay, good. Now we'll just keep working on that, see if we can get funding. I guess. Number three, MLA Owasco, childcare funding response. I guess we just put that on there because we were wondering whether the childcare committee had gotten any funding response from him, and he said he would get back to us immediately, but that's about 2 months ago. Isn't it?
Yeah, a long time ago.
And we still haven't heard anything, so I don't know if the childcare people have, but no one is, obviously probably not is what I'm thinking. We haven't heard, but we haven't heard from Minister Owasco either. Okay, then we'll go to number four, Manitoba Hydro Generating Station Annexation Ongoing Solicitor Meeting Requested. So that's all we're waiting for. You'll let us know whenever that gets figured out. Number five, Seven Sisters Falls Community Club, RIA Finance Information Request for Direction. I would like to accept Grit McLean's proposal that she did. I guess I'll ask you guys what you think on that, and then let's just get on with it.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. We've gone over a lot of numbers and papers and stuff from both sides, and if we accept Grits, it would be in likeness of the other clubs too, and just move on.
Yeah,
I want to just, let's get it going.
Duly noted.
Duly noted, done deal. Okay, we're done.
Thank you.
Oh, was that your, hey? Number six is animal bylaw, number of dogs. We're going to table that. We're just not ready yet for that, right?
Right.
It takes time to get all that information.
I want to make sure we get the right zonings and stuff. I need planning information.
To get all that information together. Number seven, White Mold Grocer Store, request for liquor sales, provincial response, recommend to request a meeting with Minister Simard.
So on Sunday, I got new information. I got an email on Sunday from one of the representatives when they knew that we said, no, we'll be calling you every Tuesday. We will get back to you in writing because it's been going on for years. So on Sunday, I get an email asking me if I'll be available this week. I said, we're very excited to hear from you, so we'll take the call anytime. So now, today, March 19, I said, we're disappointed. We hadn't have heard from you. Now he tells me he's going to look into this. Colleen, can we find some time to chat? We have a call ready for you with the minister. Sounds great. Let me know what time. Nothing again. So this morning I sent out Zach, update please. So that's why I put on council's agenda. I would like to just move forward and no talking. We will just go in and see the minister. If that's okay with council, I knew you gave me a heavy direction, but I wanted to make sure I wasn't being too heavy-handed.
Well, this again has been going on since 2021. Owasco sat on this for 2.5 years. So now that we have a new government, we thought we'd go in a new direction.
Yeah.
So we can get liquor in our town. And so that's where we're at. So requesting minister meetings.
That would be something here in Winnipeg or something as part of AMM.
I think we're going to see if we can do something at AMM.
If they're at AMM, maybe that would be
it's
great.
Just
we're all
nice
there.
We have everybody.
Yeah.
You know, we will have everybody.
But we can all drive to Broadway too.
Oh, definitely.
If we have to for this, this is getting ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
The town of White Mold has no alcohol.
I'm not wanting a Zoom meeting at this point. We want to be there.
I mean, I run it across so many seniors that are 70, 75 years old, and they like to, you know, a couple ladies can get a couple bottles of wine. They can't. Either they got to jump in the car, it's 30 below, you got to drive all the way, you know, Seven Sisters or Elma to get it. I mean, it's just. It's not a competition thing. It's just put it in the town. And we have somebody now that wants it. So, okay, number eight, Canadian Nuclear Laboratories, latest draft of the land use and end state plan, request for feedback. So anybody got any feedback, I guess you could just send it in to them.
Certainly, or if you wanted me to do it for you, either way, just let me know and we'd be happy to assist if we can.
I think it's the same request we got about 10 years ago, so it's still going on. New business, brush site hours. We need a resolution for this?
Whereas it is deemed appropriate that the Council of the Rural Municipality of Whitemouth establishes time periods for the Seven Sisters Falls brush site. Now therefore be it resolved that the Seven Sisters Falls brush site be opened annually, weather permitting, on the first and third Saturdays, inclusive from May to October, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And be it further resolved that only branches, small branches not to exceed 4 inches in diameter, flax bales, leaves, and grass clippings are deposited at this site.
Okay, this is the same.
Identical, yeah.
Seconder, please.
Good.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number two, Councillor Stead, Railway Avenue Main Street concern. That's not our street, is it?
Yeah. If you take a ride through town, you can see how badly the road's crumbling. Over in front of Conroy's, there's a good 6 to 8 inch dip in the road there, and I think if we start getting on highways early, we can get this cleaned up before it gets any worse than it is. Once we do spring cleanup, half the road's going to be gone in some spots, so it's starting to look pretty horrible in there.
That's highways.
Yeah, that's highways. So
there's one in front of the fire hall, too.
There's one, and right here at the corner when you turn into town, the road is basically just disintegrated, and there's a few spots up the main street here that are, if we get on it now, it'll be an easy fix. If we wait, it's just getting worse.
Should we just have admin send them a letter, Colleen?
I'm happy to.
Sure.
Requesting a plan of action?
Yeah, that would be great. I just think if we get on it earlier, we can get it fixed a lot easier than waiting for it to crumble. And that spot in front of Conroy's is only sinking even worse. So.
That's the one I was with you, Duncan, when you said I got to slow down here. That's the one?
Yeah. It's quite a bounce.
No. Yeah.
Maybe you need shots.
No, I do now.
Okay. Good, thank you. Number three, 2024 financial plan, budget bylaw number 75724. And that would be first reading. Yeah. Can we have a mover for that?
Okay.
A seconder?
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Can we go to the delegation?
To KBQ? Yeah. Kim, I just want to say, when you emailed me, I said we were getting a legal opinion. I just want to correct that. When I read it quickly, I was thinking it was for the bylaw with the tax. So I just wanted to correct myself. That's the one that we're just being positive on.
Thank you. Okay, so I want to thank Council Administration for working with us, get our books all in order. We did have a big year. We built a new facility over the course of 2 years. We've had liquor and lotteries license, 50-50s, municipal licenses. Our books were a lot of transactions, so a lot to go through. So I thank you for accepting that letter from the third-party reviewer. I had a big presentation prepared, but there's no need for that now. But a couple of things I just wanted to mention out loud so everybody's aware that the Seven Sisters Falls Community Center is a bit different because we own our facilities, we own our lots, and we own additional lots that we don't have buildings on. Council has a bylaw in place to exempt us from taxes because we are a nonprofit and a rec commission run by volunteers. We do have an agreement with Manitoba Hydro, just so that council is aware. We have a signed agreement with Manitoba Hydro that states, should we dissolve, our assets will have to go to a nonprofit community, like-minded organization, or the RM. So that's in place. Maybe something to keep in the back of your minds. There's a lot of discussion while we had our books reviewed about what happens if we were to dissolve, or, you know, where do our assets go? Who's responsible for what kind of thing? So I just wanted to bring that up in the forefront that, yes, we do have an agreement in place, and it's defined if we were to close our doors, what would happen to our assets. So, like I mentioned before, another community like-minded nonprofit group or the RM. Also, now that the financial review is done for the past year. We have another one coming up very shortly that we'll deal with when the time comes. But we are moving into our next phase of business, of our building project. Our building itself is now complete. We're moving forward to landscaping and building a playground. So I just wanted council to be aware that that's the next step. We haven't stopped and we're not sitting down still.
But we'll get the books this time year on
time. Well, when are they due?
30 days.
Of our
year end.
Okay. I'm going to actually write that down.
Yeah. Then it's just consistent with everyone else.
Yeah.
And the quicker we get them, it's fresh in everybody's mind what's transpired.
So, actually, that's a question I have. So the reviewer that that council and administrations assign, is that like a contract or is that just... You've picked someone, it's been the same person for a number of years, and in the past, we've dealt with other people for a number of years, it seems. So is that revisited every year, or is that the same person?
It's been the same person since I've been told.
Okay, just wondering. So 30 days from our year end. Okay.
When's your year end?
Is it April 30th or May 30th? I have to...
April 30th.
April 30th, so by May 30th. That's all I have today. If anybody has any questions, comments, no. Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
Thanks, Kim. Thank you.
Move for adjournment.
Can you have a mover, please?
Step.
Seconder. All in favor?
Aye.
Wow.
Good thing.
Yes, please.